When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Baby, when that music hits,
that was really loud.
You know that Jimmy Allen is in, and he has opinions.
Some are saying the best takes.
No,
takes.
Nobody says
some
that.
Some are saying
nobody.
Jimmy Takes is one of my favorite segments.
That's right.
So
many are saying.
Many know Jimmy Allen for such takes as the NBA allowed the Cavs to win the 2016 Finals, so LeBron would go to the Lakers. 2 years later.
Say it correctly. Rigged the NBA.
Oh,
finals.
Sorry. Yeah. The NCAA video game wouldn't come out, and obviously the Mike Trout news. So you said
news. It's just news.
Or the Mike Trout opinion. You said something earlier about the NCAA video game. You're like, yeah.
Dude, I thought I had a win today. I was so pumped because the Blitnikoff and the Maxwell will not be featured in the game.
What does that matter?
On, because they're holding out. They have not given the NCAA the rights to the awards.
No, oh, such a bummer.
And then the Heisman's like, we're in. I'm like,
Why are you getting upset by this?
Because I want to be right, man.
You're not going to be right about any of this, though.
Yeah.
You want to be right about things that you won't be right about.
Has the game come out yet, Nick?
But I've come around. I was on your side, and then they released the announcement.
I have too.
And I'm like, okay.
I have too, and
I was wrong.
From the beginning, I've said, I hope it does, but at this point, I'm just all in for the bit.
Yeah, the bit. The Maxwell Award, who cares? Does that actually upset people? Are they
no,
upset?
Nobody cares. But okay. It is weird, though, right? Like that's
no! I don't know!
No, but like for an award, to be like, we don't want to be in this video game. I could get somebody who's like, well, I think I could get more for my likeness from this video game not getting it. But like an award being like, nah, you can't have this? That's very strange.
You will never get this? You will never get this? La, 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 la. Are you sad that Arch Manning is holding out?
No,
got any takes on that?
I don't think that was his real. I don't think that's the real reason he's holding out.
Obviously, it's not.
If it is, like, good for him, I guess. But
not really. No. Well, how's it going to distract him? That's stupid. It's not that. He wants more money.
I more meant the until I've earned it thing that he said. Yeah, like if that's really his approach to life, it's going to work out for him.
He'll be fine.
But I don't.
Even if it's not, he's probably fine. Yeah, he's a Manning. He has lots of money.
I think he'll be okay if football.
So are you buying this video? Should Jimmy? Here's the question: should Jimmy be allowed to buy the video game?
I don't have a console, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh. After how staunch he's been against this.
And I may buy one, though.
You know what, Jimmy? You're not allowed in any of the games that I stream.
You're going to ban him from your Twitch?
Are you on Twitch?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are you going to be doing that, Nick? Are you going to be twitching?
I'll be twitching a little.
Interesting.
Tickling chains, twitching a little bit.
Yeah. I twitch a little now. I dabble in twitching.
Interesting. All right, so that's that. Do you want to do me mad about Dalton Schultz, or did you want to opine about Chip Kelly? Which one should we say?
I think we can get through the Dalton Schultz thing really quick. I think we can do both. Because
okay.
Do you buy anything that he really said?
Like, yes.
I think they're all true, but I don't know if that's the reason that the Cowboys are unsuccessful.
Oh, no. Yeah. So if you missed it, Dalton Schultz.
I believe everything he said. I just don't like.
He was on Pat McAfee this week, and he was talking about the differences between being in Houston versus Dallas. And when he's talking about Houston, he says the focus is just football. You know what I mean? I'm going back and telling some people about being around the Cowboys practice facility in game day and describing some of the interactions and stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis. And it surprises a lot of people. They're like, holy crap, that actually happens at a practice facility? You think it's normal, and then you come to a place like this. And so he was asked, like what? Like, give us an example on what's weird. And he says, it's literally a zoo, dude. There's people tapping on the glass trying to get people's attention while they're doing power cleans or whatever. It's different. That's the brand that they built. That's what Jerry Jones likes. That's the way they run things, and there's nothing wrong with that. You don't realize how many eyeballs and how much people can maybe distract in the locker room just being in the facility until you go somewhere else, and you're like, holy crap, there's none of that. So he's talking about being in the weight room, and they can see in through the glass. It's kind of like our windows here in our studio.
Should we complain to
you
Mark?
You can see in, but you can't see out very well, and that's how people would be tapping, tap, tap, tap-a-roo, trying to get their attention.
Do people do that to you while you're on air?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, people come in and stare at us like, what's going on in there?
Look at the monkeys.
Just a microphone. Do I think that this is why Dallas hasn't won a Super Bowl in almost 30 years?
Right.
No.
I didn't think there was a lot to this. That's all I meant.
I do, because I think that everything is a distraction there, because I don't think that the focus is always on football.
It doesn't seem that unbelievable, though. Like, it's like, this seems exactly like how Jerry Jones would run his franchise.
It definitely does not seem.
Come look at these awesome players we have working out.
But that's the problem, right? Yeah. Is like, focus on the football. But Jerry Jones isn't just focused on the football. He's focused on getting that bread.
Yeah, and
shout out to Brett.
I wonder how much of a difference it would be if a personality like D'Amico Ryans was in the room. Because it's not like the Houston Texans have been all about football in this uber successful franchise.
Hey, it's not like Mike McCarthy is some guy who loves a lot of pomp and circumstance. That dude is a football guy from Pennsylvania.
I know, but I don't know if he's like fighting back against Jerry Jones doing this stuff. I don't think he can, though.
I don't think D'Amico Ryans couldn't command respect from Jerry Jones.
I think he would try.
Bill Parcells barely could, man. Yeah. This is Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's true. I just think he would be more likely of the two to say something between him and Mike McCarthy. Like, McCarthy kind of seems like the guy would be like, okay,
I disagree.
Jerry.
I think McCarthy, I mean, the guy's from Pittsburgh. He is one of those true football guys through and through. I don't think D'Amico Ryans, you know, in his 30s could come in there and be like, we're going to change the way we're operating. And Jerry Jones, he'd just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he'd care because this is how Jerry Jones operates. So, all right. So that's the Cowboys thing. There we go.
Why were you out on Dalton Schultz? You thought they could do better?
Yeah. So yeah. You're a Niners fan. I don't know if you remember this play near the very end of the game two playoffs ago when he caught it on the sidelines.
I was going to bring this up. I was going to say, were you mad that he didn't drag his left foot?
Yes. There was the time where he caught it and didn't run out of bounds, and then he got knocked backwards and the clock kept running at the very end of the game.
And Baltimore too, right?
Yeah. And the guy dropped passes like, you know, Ferguson, I think, is a much more talented tight end than Dalton Schultz was.
I thought he was a good piece. But.
So I'm happy he's out of Dallas, but screw you, Dalton Schultz, even though I sadly, you know,
agree with you.
I agree with some of these takes. And then finally, Chip Kelly. So you mentioned you wanted to talk about Chip Kelly. I'm curious. I don't even know which angle you're kind of taking on this, but I know I have a couple of things, given he gave some quotes earlier this week, but I'll let you start off.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any really one angle that I want to tackle. It's just amazing to me that a guy that has had the success he's had, and listen, you won 8 games in 3 straight years at UCLA, and you just beat USC. And by the way, both of those programs are coming into this conference, and now he's basically the head of the offense for the biggest powerhouse recruiting-wise in the Big Ten. Obviously, yeah. Michigan's going to take a massive step back this year, and we've seen what Ohio State's done through the transfer portal. And I think a lot of that is to do with what Chip Kelly is going to bring to the equation, because obviously they kind of got all those guys before he got there. But I'm wondering how long those conversations may have been in talk before that, because we got a couple of rumors that Chip Kelly was going to be fired after the USC game no matter what, and then he went and accidentally won that game, so they couldn't really let him go at that point. And I wonder how much he was already talking to Ryan Day, like, hey, I probably want out. Like, they clearly both wanted away from the situation, and Chip Kelly's probably putting some feelers out there before he was even really gone.
I think he thought he was going to get fired.
Yeah,
you know, I think he thought he was going to get fired. Yeah, and so here's, I guess, the thing that I wanted to throw out there at you. I found it odd that, you know, like, there's been this whole debate over the last month and a half, 2 months about college coaches. You know, in particular, Jeff Hafley has become this kind of poster boy.
This is not that situation.
Thank you, man. Like, that's what I thought too. Where people are like, oh my gosh, Chip Kelly, what does this say about college football? He says Chip Kelly just wants to coach and he doesn't want to worry about recruiting. Like, he is at Ohio State. They are a great recruiting operation. He gets to just coach football. I'm reading from The Athletic, the story wrote, more importantly, though, it was two longtime friends, talking about him and Ryan Day, reuniting. It was everything Kelly was looking for, and now he's on a journey to win a national title, and he's enjoying it. Here's Chip Kelly now. To me, the best part of football is football. I got to do football. It had to be the right spot to coach a position again. That's the difference. Yeah. He is at Ohio State now, and he gets to coach football. So.
And it's not like he just never wants to be a head coach again either. I don't think that's the case.
I think he does. I don't think he wants to be a head coach in college, though. I think he wants to be a head coach in the NFL. I don't think he's going to get that opportunity.
I was going to say, would you be amazed if that happened?
Oh, I'd be stunned. If he was back in the NFL as a head coach, my mind would be blown. I think that this might be a great, I mean, certainly being an offensive coordinator at Ohio State, like, you want to talk about a awesome gig. They recruit well every single year. Ryan Day is always going to be the one that catches the brunt of the blame, and you know you're going to get to coach really good players.
You get all the success and none of the burden.
It's a hell of a job. It's a really incredible job. But yeah, I
situation where you're never going to have a down recruiting year either. Yeah, like, you're just going to get some of the best no matter what happens.
Yeah, I just found it so weird. It's like, look, if you want to make Jeff Hafley like this lightning rod moment, I think that that's very fair. I didn't understand it, though, when people were trying to do it with Chip Kelly. you know.
Yeah, two completely different situations. Jeff Hafley wasn't getting fired.
No.
He voluntarily left.
Yeah, Chip was about to get fired.
Yeah, UCLA's AD is coming out two weeks before the season is over, and it's like, well, we're already kind of thinking about contingency plans here. Yeah, the writing was on the wall. Literally, not even on the writing. Your AD's out front saying, we don't know how well this is working out.
Correct, yeah.
Before you're about to play your biggest rival.
Yeah, so he beat everything. He got out of Dodge, and now he's going to be the offensive coordinator of a team that is going to have – I mean, super high expectations. It seems, you know, very much win now, or I don't even know if it's win now or fired, but it certainly seems like a championship or bust type season for Ohio State. They, you know, they kept John Cooper around for
maybe
years.
Not, they just got to beat Michigan.
it's a great point.
If they don't this year, I don't think there's any reason to fire Ryan Day up until this point.
Yeah,
you lose in a season where they lose Jim Harbaugh and on paper should take a step back. And I like Sherrod Moore a lot. I think it's going to work out long term for them. There's just no way they're not going to take some step back. It happens with any. It doesn't matter how good the guy replacing the guy is. There's just always a little bit of contingency there for a step back.
Adam texts in. He says, "I think this is a great move by Chip Kelly. OC at Ohio State is a good gig. If Ryan Day moves on to the NFL, I bet Ohio State rolls with Chip as head coach." See, I don't know if. I mean, he's a great offensive mind.
Ooh, do you think Ryan Day would ever get hired in the NFL?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The NFL people love him.
It wouldn't really. I think that's a lot of it. Is his personality is translatable? But I mean. And maybe
I think he's overrated, but the NFL seems to love the guy, and that's all that matters.
Yeah,
you just have to have one person who will hire him.
He
right?
seems like a guy that is really self-aware, though, and I wonder if he'd put himself in that situation. Obviously, it's always a better gig because all you have to do is coach football. But
yeah, but honestly, one of his benefits at Ohio State is actually coaching that talent, like getting to bring in that type of talent. Yeah. Whereas in the NFL, it's a lot more even. I don't know if they'd promote him though, just given you got to be a ruthless recruiter at Ohio State, and Chip Kelly ain't that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the part of the job. Yeah, he doesn't like it. So that'd be pretty interesting to see what they would do when he moves on.
One thing I wanted to pick your brain about, though, is from just talking about Ohio State national championships, do you like the 14-team playoff model? And do you like the bye approach to it and the home field advantage stuff?
You know what? Let's put a pin in that and do that next week.
Perfect.
Because, you know, it's funny. John and I have spent so much time talking about it from just the existential crisis perspective that we haven't really discussed the 14-team playoff on the merits of, like, what does it mean to have 14?
Yeah.
And there's something else that I've been ruminating on that we can get to next week.
Perfect.
As well. So we will do that. When we return, though, it is time for a One Beer Friday brought to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. Old Man Doug just tweeted in what he is drinking. He says, "This beer reminds me of the NCAA tournament. The outcome remains unclear, and the title of the beer is sure enough that remains unclear." He is enjoying one of those right now. Let us know what you are drinking with the hashtag One Beer Friday, and you could win a gift certificate to Lucky Bucket. We are about to crack open some of those. We have their traditional lager. I saw an IPA in there.
Oh, there's a stout.
There's a stout in there, and there's one more thing in there, and I can't remember what it is. We'll figure it out during the commercial. A wheat beer. Thank you very much, Nick. We are going to crack them open. When we return, we'll talk some local hoops as March is here and the regular seasons come to an end over the course of the next not even 48 hours. So we will do that when we return. Jimmy Allen in today for John Bishop. I am Josh Peterson. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct on this One Beer Friday on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.